The responsibility of church members. There is no work more important than the education of our youth. I am glad that we have institutions where they can be separated from the corrupting influences so prevalent in the schools of the present day. Our brethren and sisters should be thankful that in the providence of God our colleges have been established, and should stand ready to sustain them by their means. Every influence should be brought to bear to educate the youth and to elevate their morals. They should be trained to have courage to resist the tide of moral pollution in this degenerate age. With a firm hold upon divine power, they may stand in society to mold and fashion, rather than to be fashioned after the world's model. When the youth come to our colleges, they should not be made to feel that they have come among strangers who do not care for their souls. We must guard them, fighting back Satan, that he shall not take them out of our arms. There should be fathers and mothers in Israel who will watch for their souls as they that must give an account. Brethren and sisters, do not hold yourselves aloof from the youth, as if you had no particular concern or responsibility for them. You who have long professed to be Christians have a work to do, patiently and kindly to lead them in the right way. You should show them that you love them because they are younger members of the Lord's family, the purchase of His blood. The future of society will be determined by the youth of today. Satan is making earnest, persevering efforts to corrupt the mind and debase the character of every youth, and shall we who have more experience stand as mere spectators, and see him accomplish his purpose without hindrance? Let us stand at our post as minutemen, to work for these youth, and through the help of God to hold them back from the pit of destruction. In the parable, while men slept the enemy sowed tares, and while you, my brethren and sisters, are unconscious of his work, Satan is gathering an army of youth under his banner, and he exults, for through them he carries on his warfare against God.